Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day, Monday through Friday, I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I am so excited today. I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Amy Graves. She's the owner of AMG Innovative Consultants Incorporated. She is a certified business analyst, which she's helping small business climb to great heights. And that's something we certainly need to do now. Amy's career covers multiple industries and positions from sales, retail management, and regional operations manager. She turned stores from closing to an increase in business from 400% to 4,000%. As a public speaker and historical interpreter, she developed skills in storytelling and public presentation. As an administrative analyst, she honed her skills in business processes and writing training manuals. Her experience in multiple roles has given her unique perspective on business. In September 2019, she also completed her certification in business analyst from UC Davis. March 2nd, 2020, she opened AMG Innovative Consultants Incorporated. Her company focuses on helping small businesses build a strong business foundation for future success. She also writes blogs for her website where you can learn about her and her company at www.amginnovativeconsultants.com. Welcome, Amy. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. Let's spread the word about small businesses and help them out.
Well, I tell you, you have some, you know, people need to hear who you are. So let's start.
I hate this question, I'm going to be honest. It's my hardest question. Give me a question about an analyst first. I went to school at UW-Superior. I actually am a transplant here from the Midwest, grew up in Minnesota. I have got a degree in research and analysis from UW-Superior. I've done master's work in organizational development. And I, as you stated, I've got a certificate in business analysis from UC Davis. So beyond that, I love networking. I love meeting people. And if anyone ever wants to get together and network and meet with me, I've been to every vineyard in Temecula, so I know some of the best ones that can match your taste buds up to a great glass of wine out there. So always looking to expand my network, because my network is extremely important to my business.
And I understand you're also a listener at heart.
The foundation to my business is I have to listen to what customers have to say. I have to understand where my client is coming from, and I can't do that if I'm talking. So I am one of those people that everyone goes to when they have an issue, and I will listen, and I kind of evaluate. I sometimes give the other side of an opinion just to kind of help people understand both sides of the situation. But being a listener has been a huge part of helping small businesses achieve success.
Your bio says you're also a public speaker. What topics do you speak on?
So currently I speak a lot on business-related topics. I just did a presentation for the International Business Association, Orange County, on search engine optimization and analytics. I think this is a huge area where small businesses can really achieve success with no money down. I like finding free resources for the companies I work with. So analytics is huge to helping you understand target market and if you're reaching your target market. And it's a great way using search engine optimization for small businesses to really level the playing field to get seen as often as a big company. I actually started speaking in 2011. On various health-related topics.
Well, that's something people could use. And you've also done some nonprofit speaking as well, right?
Yeah, I've done a lot of speaking with from a nonprofit perspective. I've done a lot of talking about, you know, doing presentations for a nonprofit. I worked for a nonprofit as an interpreter, so I would go in and you know, give presentations on different historical sites to various visitors. I've done a wide variety of things, so I understand the importance of nonprofit as well as the for-profit businesses.
What is the service AMG Innovative Consultants is providing to the community?
So for me, I have always been a supporter of local business, and one of the things that has driven me to do this, to start my company, was I'm always seeing local businesses fail, and it's always my favorite stores that fail. So what I do with my company is I come into your business if asked, and I'm like a doctor. I'm going to come in and help you determine what's causing the symptoms you see. Just like when you go to a doctor, you have a symptom, you want to know what's causing it. I'm going to do the same thing for your business. I want to help it resolve what the problem is, not just the symptoms. If you can resolve the problem, the symptoms will go away as well. So you'll be able to literally jump to your next level of success because you won't have that barrier impeding you from success.
Well, that's great. What can clients expect when working with your company?
They're going to expect a very well thought out process. I love templates, and I'm still, you know, building my template collection. So they're going to get a lot of documentation. They're going to understand that the process for working with me is I want to understand your communication style. I will work with your style of communication. I just ask that we talk once a week minimum with a phone call. You'll always get constant email updates. I keep you updated with where my research is. Where the analysis is kind of leading me, and I'll ask questions about that and how it reflects and if I'm seeing correctly with what you're experiencing in your business. So it's highly communicative, a lot of documentation, and I believe in your business. I have to stop myself from saying, you know, my business when I'm talking about your business, because I so want to see you succeed that I'm right there and I'm your biggest cheerleader to make sure we achieve what you want and what you see for your future.
What tools do you give to your clients?
So tool-wise, as a business analyst, tools are a big part of what I do to do my job, but I believe that there are things out there to help small businesses too. The first thing we'll do is we'll use an app called Basecamp. It's a great project management app. It's a great way for us to stay on track with the project, with various fields of what we're in, because you know, you're never working on one task. It's like a million tasks at once. It's a great way to keep it organized. Anyone who needs to be involved in any of those conversations will be on this app so we can all talk at once and not have to schedule various meetings. It's a simple way of communicating. I also provide training guides. A lot of what I do is search engine optimization setups as well as analytics setup. So I train you on how to read the numbers. I train you on how to set up your own Google Analytics account, and you're going to get training guides so you can train other people to help you doing the same thing. And then depending on your business will depend on if there's other tools like apps or software or things like that that will work for your company to make sure that you're hitting all the processes and making your job easier. Because the whole point is as you grow, more things are going to happen. Your processes need to expand. How you get the job done is going to become more complicated. I want to introduce ways to make it easier and simplified. And I'm actually doing a class next week on automation. So I'll have a whole new set of tools I'll be able to share with my clients within a week.
So is the class open to others other than your clients, or is it just the class you're doing just for clients?
The classes I'm taking are actually open to anybody. I'm doing a virtual summit. It's called Small Business Grit, and it's out of the East Coast. There are two fantastic ladies who are running this well-organized. Using Zoom, they're doing webinars and classes on a variety of topics. I did a great class yesterday on website design for the welcome page, and it just blew my mind away. Like, I'm creating a template and finding ways to tweak it so all of my clients can now have this information. Actually, I'm working with a client right now that we've spent all of today just breaking down this template and how it works for his website and where we need to change so we can get his welcome page with the correct amount of call to action buttons mixed in to really see a higher conversion rate for his company. So just amazing, a multitude of things. If anyone is interested, it's called Small Business Grit, and I know it's on Eventbrite as well, but you can find them on Facebook as well. And while you're
on Facebook, you can even
look at me. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. How are you listed on Facebook, just by your name?
Yeah, I'm actually listed under AMG Innovative Consultants. So you can actually find my business. I'm very easy to get a hold of. I respond to messages very quickly, no matter pretty much any time of day. After 10 o'clock Pacific time, it's a little hard to get a hold of me. But, yeah, you can contact me pretty much any time of day, and I will get right back to you.
Why do you focus on small business?
I focus on small business because I feel the small businesses are really the lifeblood of our communities. I think what we're seeing right now in this historical moment we're in is that small businesses are really forgotten about. They're the last ones to get to receive support, if they do at all, from the government. So it's about the community making sure we're supporting and keeping these businesses open. While I was in the process of getting ready to open my business, I talked to lawyers and I wanted to know, why do small businesses close? And I happened to have this great, you know, moment where I ran into a small business bankruptcy lawyer and a small business federal bankruptcy lawyer. So I got to talk to both sides of the bench on this one. And they all told me the same thing. Small businesses have great ideas, but they don't know what it means to manage the business on the backside. They don't know how to analyze their numbers or what numbers to even look at. There have been businesses that don't understand what a profit and loss statement is. All things I'm very, very talented in because I love numbers. And I wanted to do something with my company that meant something, but really hit me where I wanted to be, where I could really, truly help people. And that came down to helping the small business community. I'm also tired of seeing my small businesses close. One of my favorite stores in Corona was a clothing store called What Lola Wants, and they closed in January. I buy local for Christmas gifts. You know, I don't go to department stores. I go to my local little neighborhood on Main Street and see who's selling what and find some fun, cute California crafts to send back, you know, to Minnesota and Wisconsin. And I'm tired of these places closing. They need support, and I want to be the one to be there to help them if I can give at least one more business a leg up, I want to do that.
Yeah, with your background, you certainly could be a great help to them. And actually, some of these big businesses are closing. They needed somebody like you to get in there and tell them what they're doing wrong. What have you learned with small businesses?
What I've learned is it's kind of the same as working with some of the larger companies I've worked for and helped develop over time. It's not really understanding that what you see as a symptom is really just a symptom. It's not the problem. You know, I get called in. A couple of my clients have called me in for lead generation issues. At the end of the day, it wasn't they weren't getting people to their website. It was we didn't know how to convert them properly to book your discovery sessions, to book, you know, to pay or sign up for an email or do anything like that. You know, people just weren't converting. They had the people and they weren't converting. So the problem was it wasn't the lead generation. It was the search engine optimization. It was the analytics behind it. And then how do we use that information to convert people to do what you need them to do so you can survive as a business? That's probably the main thing is, you know, they don't see the difference. There's the problem and the symptom just seems to go over a lot of people's heads, which is normal for every size company. The other big thing is that with small businesses, they don't understand the analysis of the numbers. Understanding numbers and being able to read graph charts and understanding how to make sure that they're pricing for profitability, how to make sure that they are going to be able to stay open, pay their taxes, and do everything they need to do to continue to stay in business. And that's really where I come in really well. I love processes. I love organization. You know, I can come in and really delve in and jump in and teach you how to do this because at the end of the day, My job is, if you haven't learned what I've done, then I failed in my job. You have to be able to take over the steps I've done to continue to move your business forward.
Do you have a favorite client, kind of client? I mean, is there favorite businesses that you prefer to work for with than others?
No, I love a challenge. So I've worked for retails. One of my current favorite client is in clinical hypnotist. So he helps people with a range of anxiety, fear, depression, and also trying to quit smoking. So, it's kind of fun to get in and do something that most people wouldn't consider a business. It's not, but they have just as many business needs as, what you would think of a traditional business. So there really isn't a favorite. I just love to jump in. And as long as we're working together as a team, you're my favorite client.
Oh, that's good. I like that. What is the cost of your service?
So my cost is very, I'm a one person show over here. I can find any problem and figure out what's going on. It doesn't mean I can fix every problem. So my pricing, it starts at about $500 for 3 months of work. Of what that is just pure analysis and research that accumulates into a business case. And this says, based on what I've analyzed, the research I've done, here's the problem we're seeing within, and this is the core root of what's happening in your business. And these are the recommendations on how to fix it. If I am able to fix that problem and work with you to fix it, I will then work out a different rate with you for how long it's going to take to actually implement, monitor, and ensure that the fix works for your company. If I can't, this is where my network comes in. And I have an extensive network that goes from here in California on all the way over to the East Coast. I know multiple people who can help with multiple industries, from IT to marketing, social media, automation, from healthcare automation to small business automation to, customer care support. I've got contacts everywhere, and I can put you in touch or find the right people to help you. And in this process, I will actually set up meetings, my client, and whoever else can, if wanted, we can all sit down and talk about what the issue is and make sure that it's a right fit for between the client and my network person who could come in and actually fix the problem for them.
What industry do you work with?
I forgot. A really important thing I do is for about $250 to $500, I'll set up search engine optimization and analytics for your company. The various price points are because of the complexity of each business. If you are an e-commerce site, you have more things that need to be analyzed and tracked, I need to set up a better analytical plan for you, which is really well detailed and tells you what you need to look at to track what numbers. Versus if you're a content site, you're not going to need as much analytical data, but I can give you the highlights of what you're looking at and what to keep your eyes on. So,
what industries do you work with?
At this point, I work with all industries. I will always be upfront and tell you where my weaknesses are. Especially when it comes to dealing with a highly regulated area. So that would be, you would have to be aware that I would do a lot of research into what the regulations in your field are. I will stay up to date on those regulations, but you will also, as a client, would be my subject matter expert as we go through and verify, can this work this way and how does this work with this regulation? So I'm always open on to what my weaknesses are, and that I actually lay out what my weaknesses are and my constraints are in the business case so that you are fully aware that these need to be taken into consideration when you're considering what your next steps are, because it's important for you to have the full knowledge. Beyond that, retail, I am an ace at retail because I spent over 10 years working in retail, and a majority of those years I was actually in management and doing regional operations manager. A big thing that I did that I am really proud of is I walk into this one store. It was my first day on the job. The district manager handed me the keys to my location and at the same time said, don't worry, we've got your back, but we are putting together a severance package for you because we plan on closing this location within 6 months. Okay? That, as a new manager walking in on the first day, that's not what you want to hear. You know?
That's true. So, you sure don't.
Right? So I ended up staying there for just under 3 years. We stayed open. I exceeded that when my first full year as store manager for that location, we exceeded business plan by 400%. That's,
wow.
We went from, I had to fight for training. I had to fight for funding to keep the store afloat. And I said, here's my plan. Here's where I'm seeing the issues. And at that point, I was just going off of the symptoms I was seeing because I wasn't a business analyst at that point. So this is where I learned and grew into what I could do today. But I started at that. That was my very first store I turned around. So I am good at retail. I understand the customer service aspect. I understand the importance of an organizational flow. We added $1 million to our bottom line by increasing how the stock room was organized. Literally, we just made sure that everything had its place, and we improved our sales by $1 million in 1 year. So the effects that every little thing has on a retail situation, I can do it. I can come in and help you with that. As for anything else, I'm really good.
Can people find and reach you? And then the other thing I want to ask you, because we have about 8 minutes left, what do you see with the virus that's changing how small businesses need to look at business?
Yeah, this is actually an area where I would love to get out and speak out more. I've been talking about this with networking groups, is small businesses have to adapt to having a website. You know, what I said before, it's the website and the web is a leveling field for businesses. If you don't have at least a website, how are people finding you? You don't have to use it for e-commerce. Literally, if you just put a website on with the key things you do, where your brick and mortar store is, how to contact you, you know, an email form. If you can do that as a minimum, you've already increased the ability for customers to find you, and that's huge. So for small businesses that haven't had a website in the past, they have to get on board with them at a minimum that. I would say the biggest issue, though, with this virus is too many people from small businesses to large companies are doing, you know, the buzzword right now is pivot your company. Take a deep breath, step back, and really look at your business before you do that. Don't just pivot to pick up virtual because it's what everyone else is doing. At this point in time, you can't follow. You have to be true to your core business. Think about why you started your business. What is the service your business provides to this to the community? How can what you do to pivot or change the way you do business can enhance in the long term? Too many companies are making a quick change for short term. It's costing them money, and that alone can make them go under when the virus is done. We're not done seeing small businesses close right now. We're going to see another surge when this is all said and done if we're not careful with how we make those virtual changes for our companies. So it's, you know, knowledge base and business, your business foundation is the key to any changes you make. And I'm very, very strong about that. So if you want to read more about my weaknesses and my strengths and why I really believe in a strong business foundation, my website, AMGInnovativeConsultants.com, has all of my blogs. There's even a whole blog section on Get to Know Amy, because I like to talk about myself too. And there's a great way to contact me. I have an email form right that sends an email directly to me. I get it immediately. You can also go to my Facebook page, AMGInnovativeConsultants.com. I have a LinkedIn page under Amy Graves, and you'll see that I'm the owner of AMG. I also have an AMG business page on LinkedIn, and I'm also on Instagram under AMG.consultants, and I'm on YouTube if you'd rather watch my blogs instead of listening to or reading my blogs. So you can find me again at AMG Innovative Consultants on YouTube as well. I have multiple media marketing platforms, so if anybody wants advice on those, I'm also here for you to support that.
I like your blog is Climbing the Mountain to Business Success. I love that.
Right. You know, business is not easy. It's something you really have to work at. And if you put the time and energy into it on in the front, it'll make the growth side so much easier. You know, it's like it's always like my husband when he first started running half marathons. It's like those first 3 miles that he had to run were really difficult. But as he began a process, he developed what he needed to do to run. He was able to eventually get to the point where he could run half marathons. He's now got like 12 half marathons under his belt. And it's the same in business. It's a slow process. You're going to learn as you go. You're going to develop your processes. Because I can tell you, when I made my business plan and I had my ideas down, this is what my processes were going to look like. And then I worked for my first client and that all went out the window. Nothing goes the way you plan, but I had a plan to work off of. And I knew what my risks were, so I knew that I could easily manage my way through it because I wasn't going in blind. You know, that's another big thing. I love planning. Let me plan. Let me help you plan. you also get my high energy when you work with me. So not necessarily a morning person, but I do have a lot of energy, and I hear my laugh can be very infectious. So I just want to warn people on that as well.
I'm so happy that you were a guest on my show, Amy, because I learned so much more about you today. It's really good. And I think right now you're exactly what these small business owners and you know what's interesting? You use the word pivot. I never heard that word before, but I think I hear it 10 times a day in so many different elements now. It sort of showed up. It's the word that showed up, and everybody's using it.
I wasn't
even sure what it meant, but it seems like everybody's throwing it. I see it everywhere anymore.
Yeah, it's such a buzzword, and it was really funny because I had been obviously being in retail and being in business for as long as I've had. The word pivot is common before companies that, you know, they have to make adjustments so they'll pivot because it's not a full. They have to make enough of a change that it's obvious. So it came up, I was in this marketing class, cause I love taking marketing classes. That's just one of my things that I enjoy doing. And it came up as a pivot, and it was a huge discussion. I'm like, no, everyone step back, slow down, think about your business before you pivot. You can't just change to change. Think about this is where your money maker, you got to step back, think about what you're doing, take a deep breath, separate some emotion from it. If you make a decision while stressed, it's going to go poorly for you in the long run. So you really got to think about pivoting and long-term success.
Yeah, I think the great advice you gave them is, first off, you know, what is their business? What are they doing? Then looking at what hasn't been working and having somebody like you show them the way to get from that step to the next step.
Yep. And I lay it all out.
Yeah. Because we're down to one minute and 48 seconds. So what would you like to say in closing?
In closing, what I want to say is the big overriding thing when I come in and work with you is I will do a gap analysis. I want to know where you are currently, and I want to know where do you want to be in the future. And then through my analysis and problem solving and determining what's happening, we will determine the steps to get you to where you want to be for your future business. And that's what I do. Our guidepost is where you want to be. It's all about you at the end of the day. I'm just here to make sure that you've got the right plan in place to make it happen.
Well, that is fabulous. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. And it was absolutely fabulous. I learned a lot. Learn more about
pivot. Thank you so much.
So
yay!
We'll have you on again. I'm going to be doing another show on another channel, and I'll be sure to get in touch with you. But you have a great day, and thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you so much for letting me be here. I really appreciate it.
All right. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.